Imagine someone who can make you roar with laughter one moment and then just pierce your heart with a story so raw it just kind of
Yeah,
lingers.
someone who really gets you thinking.
Exactly. Someone who seamlessly weaves these like deeply personal experiences into universally relatable art and across wildly different creative worlds too. Today, we're diving into the journey of just such an individual. Jesus Trejo.
Sounds fascinating.
Oh, he is. He's an American writer, comedian, producer. I mean, he's built this incredible career. It spans from celebrated stand-up specials and hosting engaging TV shows, all the way to authoring award-winning children's books.
Wow, quite the range.
He's an impressive force, truly. And his impact, it stretches pretty far and wide.
So, our mission on this deep dive, essentially, is to unpack Trejo's remarkable path. We're pulling the most important insights from our source material, which is a comprehensive Wikipedia entry.
Right.
And we want to show you how his varied career choices aren't just random points.
Yeah.
They're deeply connected to the personal experiences that, fuel his artistry.
Giving you a shortcut about that.
Exactly. A shortcut to understanding his unique voice and, well, his impact.
Okay, so get ready. We're going to explore his roots in Long Beach, California, his determined climb in the demanding world of comedy, his significant work in television, both, in front of and behind the camera,
Right.
and how he so thoughtfully channels his family's story into narratives that just resonate with so many people across generations, across cultures.
Great. Where do we start?
Well, to understand how Jesus became this incredibly versatile artist, we really have to start at the beginning. Long Beach, California, that's where he was born in 1986.
Okay.
He's the only child of Mexican immigrant parents. His family hails from Jalisco and Sinaloa.
Oh, okay.
And he was raised speaking Spanish, which is just like a foundational part of his identity. He went on to Wilson High School and later got a bachelor's degree, get this, in business marketing from Cal State Dominguez Hill.
Business marketing. Interesting. Not the usual path for a comedian.
Right. But maybe, as we'll see, it kind of informs how he approaches his career.
Well, that early life, growing up first generation American, meaning his parents immigrated,
Yeah.
making him the first born here and being raised bilingual, that's not just background detail.
No, definitely not.
It's like the rich soil from which his art springs. Think of it as a dual lens, almost.
Explain
It
that.
lets him craft humor that subtly plays on things like code switching or, cultural misunderstandings. He can reach a wider audience, but it also resonates really deeply with people who share his background.
Without alienating anyone.
Precisely. That bicultural perspective gives his work this authenticity, this depth that's truly distinctive.
Okay, so his real journey into comedy, it didn't start right on stage.
No.
No. In his early 20s, he's at the legendary Comedy Store in LA. But his first jobs, not performing, he started at the door,
Okay.
then as a valet. So for years, he wasn't just watching the comedians, he was watching the audience before they even got inside.
Wow. Think about that perspective.
Right. Can you imagine what that gives a comic?
Absolutely. I mean, most aspiring comics, they study the stage, the timing, the delivery.
Yeah.
But Trejo was studying human behavior at its rawest. Seeing people arrive, maybe nervous, maybe excited, what they're talking about in line.
He learned what primes a crowd for laughter before they even sit down.
That kind of real-world, street-level understanding of crowd psychology. I mean, what makes them receptive, what anxieties they carry, that's invaluable.
Yeah.
It taught him how to connect, not just perform to them, but really with them. From the moment they walked in, it shows profound dedication way beyond just wanting stage time.
And eventually, all that watching, all that work, it paid off. He earned those paid performance slots on that very same iconic stage.
Had to feel amazing.
Oh, I bet. And it clearly led to big things in stand-up. Trejo has two really acclaimed specials. The first, Stay at Home Son, that came out on Showtime May 2020.
Yes, stay at home, son.
Yeah. It's an hour-long deep dive into his life as a first-generation Mexican-American. Really digs into, growing up with immigrant parents. And he doesn't shy away from sharing super personal stuff, even talks about running his first marathon or like winning his first fight.
Wow, okay.
His second special, Practicing, got a wider release on YouTube in 2023, so much more accessible.
Right. And what's powerful here, I think,
Yeah.
is that Trejo's genius isn't just using personal stories in his comedy, it's how he makes them universal.
How so?
Well, he can take something so specific like navigating cultural expectations from immigrant parents
Yeah.
and find those threads of love, struggle, duty,
Yeah.
things that resonate with anyone who's faced family challenges, regardless of background.
Right, that makes sense.
He uses vulnerability not just for laughs, but for genuine connection. It's about shared human experience, just presented through his unique lens. Mm. And that makes his work incredibly impactful, especially for folks who might not often see their stories on mainstream stages.
But his ambition didn't just stop at comedy clubs. He pretty quickly carved out a space in television, too.
Okay. Acting.
Yep. His first recurring acting role was on the TBS sitcom Sullivan and Son, a good early step.
Right.
Then later, 2019, he was a recurring character on that popular Netflix sitcom Mr. Iglesias, showcased his acting chops to a bigger audience. Mm-hmm. And more recently, 2022 to 2023, he had a minor acting role and was a staff writer for Hulu's critically acclaimed series, This Fool.
Ah, so writing too, behind the scenes.
Shaping stories from the inside.
You know, that's a real testament to his versatility.
Uh-huh.
And it clearly shows he wants to shape comedic narratives in multiple ways.
Yeah, not just performing.
Right. Moving from his own carefully crafted stand-up to contributing to broader stories, both acting and writing, it shows a deep understanding of comedic structure, character development.
Mm-hmm.
It lets him leave his mark on stories that aren't solely his own, expanding his influence beyond just his personal brand.
Yeah.
It also, I think, speaks to his strategic approach to his career. He's not limiting himself to one lane.
Right. He truly doesn't stop there, though. He's also taken on significant hosting and producing roles.
Oh, yeah. Likewise.
He is an executive producer and host for that first We Feast web series, Tacos Con Todo.
Ah, first We Feast. Tacos Con Todo. Love it.
Yeah. As the name suggests, he travels to different taco spots, shares food, chats with other comedians.
Great concept. Food and comedy.
Totally. And then in 2024, he produced and hosted the PBS series Roots of Comedy.
PBS. Interesting.
Yeah, he travels the U.S., connects with and talks to rising comedians, gives them a platform.
Okay, looking closer at these roles,
mm-hmm.
what stands out is his commitment to exploring culture, especially through that shared experience of food.
Yeah, the tacos.
Right. And his dedication to supporting other voices in comedy. He's not just a performer focused on his own spotlight.
No, he seems to be building things.
Exactly. Building platforms, celebrating the rich variety of comedic talent across the country. It positions him as like a connector, a champion for emerging artists, often using something as universal as tacos to bridge cultural gaps and foster community.
It's a powerful way to give back, for sure, and expand the whole scene.
Definitely.
Now, this next chapter in his life, it offers a really powerful glimpse into his character, I think. In 2018, Trejo starred in an AARP documentary.
AARP,
yeah. Yeah, called Care Laugh. And this doc focused on his life as the primary caregiver to both of his parents.
Both.
Wow, both were battling cancer. And this was happening while he was simultaneously gaining popularity as a stand-up comic.
Man, that's incredibly raw and demanding.
Right. How do you think that unique, profound vulnerability, how might that subtly, or maybe not so subtly, find its way into his humor, even in later, maybe lighter material?
What makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, caregiving is profound. It's often demanding, and it's frequently unseen work.
Rarely unseen, yeah.
So for a rising comedian to openly share that experience,
mm-hmm.
especially dealing with such personal, intense challenges,
mm-hmm.
it offers this powerfully vulnerable look at life, at resilience. It just profoundly challenges our assumptions about what a comedian's life entails.
Right.
Reveals a depth of character, an honesty that really resonates.
Yeah.
The subtle ways it might seep into his work, maybe an even deeper empathy for his audience, more nuanced understanding of struggle, or perhaps just a more profound appreciation for the lighter moments in life.
Layers. It adds layers.
Exactly. Layers you might not consciously recognize, but you definitely feel.
And if you thought his talents ended there, well, you'd be wonderfully mistaken.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. Trejo has also authored two children's books, both deeply personal tributes.
Children's books. Okay.
The first one, Papa's Magical Water Jug Clock, came out in 2023. It's this heartfelt honor to kids whose fathers work as landscapers, directly mirroring his own father's job.
That's beautiful. Specific but relatable.
And critically published in both English and Spanish.
Oh, that's significant.
Hugely. And this book got major recognition. It won the prestigious Pura Belpre Children's Author Award in 2024.
The Pura Belpre. Wow, that's a big deal in children's literature. Specifically for celebrating Latino authors and experiences.
Exactly. His second book, Mama's Magnificent Dancing Plantitas, that just came out September 2024. It was written to honor his late mother's deep love of plants. His mother, sadly, passed away in 2023.
Oh, wow. So very recent tributes.
Mm-hmm.
What's truly exceptional here I think, is how he masterfully uses children's literature, a medium sometimes seen as just, you know, entertainment,
right,
to celebrate his parents' legacies, and to provide much-needed representation for often underrepresented communities and jobs.
Landscapers, yeah. Not often the heroes in kids' books.
Exactly. And the bilingual publication of Papa's Magical Water Jug Clock, that's particularly significant. It doesn't just honor his heritage. It fosters cultural connection, accessibility for countless families.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just storytelling. It's like building bridges across generations. It directly impacts how young readers, especially kids from similar backgrounds, see themselves and their families reflected in books.
Turning personal history into something universal.
Yes, a universal celebration of family, work, love, leaving a lasting mark.
And, you know, his incredible talent and dedication across all these different fields,
yeah,
it hasn't gone unnoticed.
Clearly not, with the Pierre Belpré win.
Right. And even earlier, back in 2017, he was named one of Variety's 10 comics to watch. That was an early sign of his rising star.
Okay. Yeah. Good company there, usually.
Definitely. And as we said, the 2024 Pierre Belpré Award, that's just a huge testament to his impact beyond the comedy stage. These accolades really underscore the sheer breadth of his creative genius, his ability to connect with people through all these different art forms.
Quite a resume.
So what does this all mean, really? We've journeyed through this incredible, multifaceted career of Jesus Trejo. We traced his steps from, like, the valet stand at the Comedy Store.
Working his way up.
Working his way up to performing on that very stage, then moving to the small screen as an actor, as a writer, and ultimately to the pages of award-winning children's books.
Mm.
His entire body of work, it feels like a powerful testament to how deeply personal experiences, whether it's first-generation stories, the huge responsibility of caregiving, or just honoring a parent's diligent work or heartfelt passion,
yeah,
how all that can be transformed into universally resonant art.
Absolutely. And, you know, this whole journey, it kind of raises a fascinating question for you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
What personal stories in your life, maybe ones you think are just ordinary or perhaps unique only to your own specific background, what stories hold universal truths? Truths that could connect with and uplift others if only they were told.
Hmm. Makes you think.
Yeah. Consider the power of your own experiences as like a wellspring for connection and maybe even art.
We truly hope this deep dive into Jesus Trejo's remarkable journey has inspired you to maybe explore his comedy specials, his engaging TV shows, and especially his beautiful award-winning children's books.
Yeah, check him out.
His unique ability to just weave humor and heart and heritage into every single aspect of his creative life, well, it's something we genuinely encourage you to experience for yourself.